Activists on board a boat bringing humanitarian aid to Gaza say that Israeli forces have intercepted the vessel. Climate activist Greta Thunberg and a French lawmaker are among 12 people aboard the Madeleine. Greta Thunberg says they have been kidnapped. Israel's foreign ministry branded it a selfie yacht and that it was safely, in his words, making its way to the shores of Israel. The Israeli defence minister said the activists will be shown a video of Hamas's attacks and mass killings from October 2023 when they arrive into Israel. German citizen Yasmin Akar, who's on board, sent this voice note to the BBC before Israeli forces boarded.
At the moment, we are experiencing connection issues. This could be also a part of a possible interception. People outside cannot track us anymore. We will not turn back because we didn't start with only hope. We also started this mission with determination. We are determined to get into Gaza. For almost 4 months, nothing has entered Gaza. Not one single bottle of water, not one loaf of bread.
French-Palestinian MEP Rima Hassan is part of the Madeleine crew. Her chief of staff, Amarellis Quezada, gave this update to the BBC in the past couple of hours.
This morning around 2 a.m., the Israeli army surrounding the Madeleine, the humanitarian vessel Madeleine. First, drone sprayed some white liquid on the boat, but we don't know what it was exactly. Then, according to the latest footage, we have seen soldiers boarded the vessel to arrest the crew and transfer them into an Israeli military ship.
Sebastian Usher is Middle East analyst with the BBC. He joins us from Jerusalem. Sebastian, good morning and thanks for taking our call again. What's the latest now on the boat? Where is it and what is happening to those on board?
Hi, good morning. We've heard that it's reached Ashdod port in Israel, where it was always the Israeli authorities' intention to take the boat. And we haven't heard any more from those on board. I don't know if we will before they are deported. How soon that is done, again, is a question that we will see answered, I guess, in the coming hours, perhaps in the coming days. I think Israel will want to do this in as unobtrusive, I mean, if that's at all possible, way that it can, and send the 12 of them out of Israel so that it doesn't become an even bigger issue than it is at the moment. As you say, the people around the boat, this Freedom Flotilla coalition, described it as having been unlawfully boarded, that its unarmed civilian crew had been abducted, and its life-saving cargo, which included baby food, for babies, other food and medical supplies, had been confiscated. I mean, the Israeli authorities were always going to stop it. There was no doubt about that. And as it got closer, the Israeli defense minister yesterday, Israel Katz, gave the order for the Israeli Navy to take whatever measures were necessary to do so.
And the aid, of course, critical for the millions living in Gaza. In southern Gaza, were there more deaths at the food hubs over the weekend?
Yes, there were. I mean, these are these new aid distribution sites, which have been set up by a group called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, backed by Israel, backed by the US. They've so far established four distribution sites, three in the south of Gaza, one in the centre, and one in particular in Rafah. There's a roundabout on the way to it, about a kilometre away from it, where we have had incidents pretty much every day that it's been opened, where people who've been waiting in the early hours of the morning, hoping to get to the site, not actually knowing if it's going to open or not, and for how long it will stay open and what kind of supplies it has, there have been deadly incidents in which eyewitnesses say that the Israeli troops have opened fire on them. Yesterday, in this particular aid distribution site, four people were killed. At another aid distribution site in the centre, one person was killed. The Israeli army gave the same explanation that it has in similar circumstances, saying that troops opened fire with warning shots after they'd given verbal warnings to what they described as suspects moving towards them in a threatening manner. I mean, it is true to say that we still don't know the exact circumstances of what has been happening. The Israelis and the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation itself have essentially accused Hamas of trying to do everything it can to block this new mechanism from working. But it has clearly meant that the Palestinians, who, as you're saying, are desperate for any food, they now face the choice between going without or walking sometimes long distances and risking their lives to get what is actually a very small amount of food that is being given from these sites.
Sebastian, thank you very much. Sebastian Usher, Middle East analyst with the BBC. Worth repeating that international media is barred from entering Gaza. We'll be speaking to James Elder, global spokesperson for UNICEF, on the programme live from Gaza after 8. It's 7:48.